This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the LA Times. Those pesky airline fees seem to not only hit our wallets, they can also drive us up the wall. And, you know, complaining might seem a fruitless task in today's corporate world, but I got to tell you, there is a right way to complain and get what you want. And here to tell us more about griping and grinning is the associate editor of Kiplinger's personal finance magazine, Lisa Gerstner. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. You know, if there's one thing I hear from consumers time and time again, first of all, it's customer service is going downhill. And second of all, you can't get any headway with these guys when you have a legitimate complaint.
Yeah, I think that's true in a lot of cases, and especially when you get into these big corporations with enormous phone trees and, you know, outsourced customer service and other places, there can be a lot to tangle through.
So let's say I'm really cheesed off about something. What's the first thing I want to do as I begin this process?
The first thing you want to do is just be prepared, gather any account documents that may be relevant to the call or whatever kind of confrontation you're going to have, maybe contracts that are involved, account numbers, model numbers, anything that they might ask you for so that you're ready to go. And especially if you can read language from a contract, you know, that's really good. They'll know that you know what you're talking about. And you'll also want to set a goal, you know, decide what you want out of this. You know, do you want a full refund or do you want a $10 discount on your monthly bill? Kind of go into it knowing what you want.
All right. Let's say I can then navigate the phone tree. Let's say I actually get a human being on the phone. What's the right way to begin that conversation?
You have to remember it is a human being at the other end of the line, and you're asking them for help. And if you're asking them for help and you want them to do something for you, you have to be civil with them. You know, no screaming, no shouting. That could be an excuse for them to kind of shut you down and say, you know, I can't help you if you're cursing at me. And you may even get flagged in their files if you call again in the future.
Okay, so let's say I've got my temper under control. Let's say I actually have some goals in mind. Something that many consumers encounter at this point is the fact that they're dealing with somebody who is often reading from a script and isn't empowered to even negotiate.
That's true, and that can be frustrating. You know, you feel like you're asking a question and you're not getting a straight answer because they have to read from these lines that they have in front of them. And they may only be allowed to give you so much. Maybe they can only give you a $25 credit, but you want more than that. So at that point, that's when you escalate. You ask them if you can speak to a supervisor who may be able to do more for you.
This is someone who actually can haggle.
Yeah, and that can be frustrating. Unfortunately, a lot of cases, you kind of have to go to that first level. Now, there is a tip that someone who used to work in customer service told me that I thought was interesting. She said, if you are looking for a customer service phone number and you find one with a local area code rather than an 800 number, that may actually bump you up to a higher level of service. So it's worth a try. You might get to the executive office or executive level customer service where they'll be able to help you more right away.
Another tip, you can go to the website gethuman.com, which often has a lot of phone numbers for companies that might not otherwise want their numbers getting out there. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Okay, so now I've got the supervisor on the phone. I'm presenting my legitimate beef in a legitimate fashion. Am I going to get satisfaction?
Well, that person is more likely to be able to give you satisfaction. But if they can't, you can keep escalating. You can write a letter to the CEO or, you know, better yet, an email these days. You can go online and see if you can figure out what their email address is and maybe, you know, write to the executive as well as vice presidents. And hopefully that will get their attention because now you're really getting to a higher level.
And that's a really good tip because one little secret of the corporate world is that many CEOs have their own dispute resolution teams that are separate from the run-of-the-mill dispute resolution teams. And these CEO-level ones, they actually can get things done. So is it your experience that a good complainer, somebody who's following all the kind of rules that we're laying out here, a good complainer is going to get what he or she wants?
I think they often can, more often than not. And I think the other key is just to be persistent. You know, it can be frustrating and you don't want to spend hours of your life doing this. But a lot of the time, you don't actually have to spend hours. It might seem larger than it really is.
What about you? Have you ever complained and gotten what you wanted?
I have. You know, one of my recent success stories actually involved Twitter, which can be a really great venue for this. I had a trouble with my internet service. My service was actually fine, but my bill went up out of a promotion. So I went to Twitter, and someone responded right away when I tweeted my complaint to them and said, okay, we'll have someone from executive service call you. That person called me, and they got me into a $40 a month plan, which is just a huge savings. So thinking about those alternative options like social media can be so helpful.
Well, I can't complain about this conversation. Lisa Gerstner is the associate editor of Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Finessing airline fees and customer service calls to your advantage can be more art than science. And we want to hear your victory stories and how you pulled it off. Let us know about your MacGyver-like skills at MarketplaceMoney.org or tweet us at LiveMoney.